If you don't like mac and cheese, you're not American. Go to another country. We don't want you here. Get out of here.
There are so many jokes I can make right now, but I'm going to keep it classy talk about mac and cheese. First, I want to say thanks to King Barbecue at Avalon. They brought you guys so much barbecue. Pulled pork, sausages. We've got it all, and they do a great mac and cheese. So definitely check them out. Chef Carrie Wise, along with Lance and Sean, they're doing great barbecue at Avalon. They brought you some mac and cheese. It's gooey, delicious.
Thank you, Chef Carrie.
I got to keep the Burt Show fam
fed. Mo's favorite food is
mac and cheese.
Oh my gosh, I have so much to tell you. I have a lot. Okay, I was actually inspired because, you know, Chick-fil-A, they're going to actually be debuting a mac and cheese, and this is a pretty big deal.
I want to trust them. It's in the Lord's hands and everything.
Now, it's in six cities.
But they do chicken.
I know, but what goes better with fried chicken than mac and cheese? They kind of go together. So to me, this really makes sense.
Yes, they do.
But they're testing it in six cities, not Atlanta, which is surprising. But so far, the comments about it have been great on social media. One is, mac and cheese is legit.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to see. I have a fun party idea. Susan Yarbrough commented on my social media and said, mac and cheese party. I think that's a fun idea for the holidays. Everybody bring their own version of it because everybody has their take on it. What's your thoughts on cauliflower mac and cheese?
Don't do that.
No. It's good.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I like it.
If you're going to go in with pasta.
You can do a mixture. You can do a mixture and fool people to think that they're eating healthy. That's what I do to myself. I'm like, there's cauliflower. It's totally light. Okay. People gave me the craziest ideas and the best ideas. Number one suggestion for mac and cheese, community Q indicator. I've talked about this before. This is where it's crispy on the top, gooey in the middle. You can buy it frozen, then freeze it yourself, or you can get it there.
Mo looks like he's about to jump your bones.
I'm just falling in love with you.
You need to go there.
You're community like talking Q, dirty to Mo right now.
Yes. Community Q is really where you should go. Second choice is Sam and Dave's in East Cobb, and they used to actually be together, these two barbecue places, but they broke up. It's a long story. Okay. It's a mac and cheese soap opera there.
Can't we all get
along? Sam and Dave's Barbecue. Lots of suggestions for OK Cafe and their three cheese macaroni and cheese. Heidi Loren Davis said local three. She said she got engaged over it because it's truffle mac and cheese. Now, I'm a little mixed on the truffle and the mac and cheese. Can be a little intense. It's not for everybody.
It's a little snooty.
Lobster mac and cheese isn't my thing either, but hey, you do you, mac and cheese lovers.
Do you, mac and cheese lovers.
Amy Johnson Hayes says, way OTP, Clark's on Main and Clayton smoked Gouda mac and cheese is life-changing.
Sounds really good.
You need to say that one slower. Say it a little bit slower for Mo.
Wendy says the original Steak and Rib House in Carterville is amazing. Three words. Jake Orr is suggested Catering Concepts in Duluth. They give you three cheeses and a custardy texture for a satisfying bite, and they bring it to your office. From Twitter, the Tipsy Pig in Lilburn. It's in a gas station.
So some of the best are in gas stations.
I like that. Also off Twitter, Queen Baking Annabelle. She suggested the Old Country Place in Canton. Ooey, gooey, creamy, cheesy deliciousness.
Sounds awesome.
It really does.
It sounds incredible.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Dude, you picked the right place to come to work, man.
Yes, I did.
I brought you mac and cheese from King Barbecue. You can just like rub it all over yourself.
I've never been happier than this moment.
Okay. Thomas Minchella is the chef at McKendrick Steakhouse. I don't know if you guys have been there before. I think it's one of the best steakhouses in town, and he direct messaged me.
What?
Because he did not want to, you know, he wanted to keep it classy, and he says, they cook the pasta, they add heavy cream, four cheeses, salt and pepper, let it sit for 24 hours, the pasta soaks it all up, cream flavorings and cheese, and then they bake, and it's perfection. I need to get there and go try this. I love mac and cheese.
Where was this cheese at again?
This is at McKendrick Steakhouse.
Just checking.
You know, for me, at the steakhouses, I like the sides. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. It's just same with Thanksgiving. I like the sides. Listen, if you have a question of where to eat out, you can always go to AtlantaEats.com or you can reach me directly, MaraDavis2000 on Instagram. I will always get back to you. Don't pass on the mac and cheese. Get off the keto diet and just eat it.
That's worth it. It's worth the stomach ache.
Eat a damn carb.
Q100 Burt Show.